Hello and welcome back to the StudyClix Explains King Lear series. In this episode, StudyClix expert teacher Peter Tobin brings you through everything you need to know about the other characters in the play. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We have linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on the new content he's making. The next voice you're going to hear is Peter's, and we hope that you will enjoy this episode.
The next character we look at is the Fool. So the Fool in King Lear is a pivotal character, serving as both a source of comic relief and a profound commentator on the events of the play. His relationship with Lear, his use of wit and humour, and his role as a truth teller make him one of the more complex and intriguing characters in the play. Despite his role as a jester, the Fool possesses deep wisdom and insight into the nature of Lear's actions and the broader human condition. His jests and riddles often contain profound truths that challenge Lear and the audience to reflect on the play's events. This is evident in his remark, "Thou shouldst not have been old till thou hadst been wise," highlighting Lear's lack of foresight. So the Fool's loyalty and affection for Lear are central to his character. He remains by Lear's side during his descent into madness, offering comfort and counsel through his humour. His loyalty is unwavering. Even when Lear's other followers abandon him, this loyalty is seen when he stays with Lear during the storm, offering companionship and support. His use of humour and wit serves multiple purposes. It provides comic relief, highlights the absurdity of the situation, and delivers sharp critiques of Lear's actions and decisions. His clever wordplay and jests mask deeper truths and offer a unique perspective on the unfolding tragedy. The Fool's primary role is that of a truth teller. Under the guise of folly, he speaks truths that others dare not voice, critiquing Lear's decisions and the actions of those around him. His ability to speak truth to power is a key aspect of his character, as seen in his frequent admonishments of Lear's foolishness in dividing his kingdom. The Fool often serves as a symbolic figure, foreshadowing the play's tragic events and highlighting its themes. His songs, riddles, and jests often carry deeper meanings that resonate with the play's exploration of madness, power, and human frailty. Stanley Cavell, who we met before, explores the Fool's role through the lens of recognition and self-awareness. Cavell suggests that the Fool's insights and jests force Lear to confront his own identity and the consequences of his actions. He observes, "The Fool serves as a mirror to Lear, reflecting his folly and guiding him towards a painful but necessary self-recognition." The last two characters we're going to look at as a pair, just like the sisters Regan and Goneril and the brothers Edmund and Edgar, are these two, Albany and Cornwall. They're not brothers, but the husbands of Regan and Goneril. So while these two are secondary characters, they perform important functions. They are both dukes, and as such, they are established in the hierarchy of the world of the play. Albany's defining characteristic is his inherent sense of morality. Despite his initial passivity, he possesses a strong moral compass that guides his actions as he becomes more aware of the evil around him. His condemnation of Goneril's cruelty and his opposition to her schemes highlight his ethical stance. This is evident when he rebukes Goneril, saying, "Tigers, not daughters, what have you performed?" At the beginning of the play, Albany appears passive and somewhat naive, particularly in contrast to his wife, Goneril. He seems unaware of her true nature and the extent of her cruelty. His initial reluctance to confront the wrongdoing in his household reflects his passive disposition. However, this passivity is not due to a lack of principles, but rather a lack of assertiveness. His character undergoes a significant transformation as the play progresses. Spurred on by the unfolding tragedy and the realization of Goneril's treachery, Albany becomes more assertive and morally decisive. His growth from passivity to active moral leadership is a key aspect of his character arc. This transformation is marked by his increasing willingness to stand up against evil and fight for justice. Albany becomes a symbol of justice and retribution in the play's later act. His actions against Edmund and his condemnation of Goneril and Regan's tyranny reflect his commitment to restoring moral order. His role in the final act, where he assumes leadership and seeks to restore justice, underscores his transformation into a figure of authority and integrity. Cornwall, on the other hand, is, as the critic Harold Bloom suggests, an instrument of Shakespeare's portrayal of political and personal corruption. Bloom argues that Cornwall's sadistic nature and ruthless quest for power serve to illustrate the chaotic and anarchic world of King Lear. He writes, "Cornwall's unrelenting cruelty and ambition make him a key figure in the disintegration of social and moral order." Cornwall's defining characteristic is his capacity for extreme brutality and cruelty. His most notorious act, the blinding of Gloucester, is a vivid demonstration of his sadistic nature. Cornwall takes pleasure in inflicting pain and suffering, revealing a deeply malevolent personality. This is evident when he says, "Out, vile jelly, where is thy lustre now?" in Act 3, Scene 7, after the blinding. Cornwall is driven by ambition and a desire for power. His alignment with Regan and Goneril in their schemes against Lear and Gloucester underscores his willingness to engage in ruthless actions to achieve his goals. Cornwall's ambition blinds him to moral considerations, making him a dangerous and unscrupulous character. His actions reveal a profound moral blindness. He is indifferent to the suffering of others and lacks any sense of empathy or compassion. This moral void is highlighted in his interactions with Gloucester and Kent, where his decisions are guided solely by cruelty and self-interest. Cornwall is manipulative and cunning, adept at using others to further his own ends. He collaborates with Regan and Goneril to consolidate power and eliminate threats. His ability to manipulate situations and people to his advantage is a key aspect of his character.
And that concludes our 8th episode. We hope that this analysis of the other characters has given you a deeper understanding of them and equipped you with lots of great ideas and phrases that you could use in your essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope that you stay tuned for more content like this.